Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's Jamie and Stoney. Jamie Samuelson and Mike Stone here on 97.1 The Ticket, talking about the life and legacy of Al Kaline. Al Kaline, a Hall of Famer, as is our next guest. Tom Gage is a member of Major League Baseball's Hall of Fame. I guess it's Baseball's Hall of Fame. I added the Major League. And he covered the Tigers for years for the Detroit News, knows baseball as well as anybody, and he joins us now on 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, Tom, good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Jamie, but what a sad time this is.
No, yeah. I mean, Tom, first of all, for you, you know, no baseball, number one, and you are a big hockey fan, so you got no playoffs that would have started pretty much, you know, in a week or so. You got to be killing yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a little bit too much chopped on TV.
All right, if Wojo were here, he'd make some horrible joke about your age and how you were there when Al Kaline first broke in and things like that. We're too classy for that, Tom, but obviously you covered the Tigers after Al Kaline retired, but you obviously were around him a lot. Just, I guess, your initial reaction when you heard the news about his passing.
Well, there never would have been a good time to lose Al Kaline, that's for sure. I mean, he seemed current right until the end. He was blessed with being young, I think, far beyond his years, because we saw him in the press box, we saw him around the ballpark, and he just always seemed quite elegant. But I had heard this spring, Jamie, that he wasn't looking well, wasn't acting well, wasn't sounding well, and it was really an alarm, because you just don't think of you didn't think of Al suffering at all. But when I heard about it, I thought it's such a sad thing for Michigan, because here we're going for Detroit and Michigan, because here we are going through what we're going through. I mean, these times are difficult enough, and then all of a sudden the area loses one of its best friends.
That's a great point. The last time I spoke to him was in August at the Illich golf outing, and he seemed fine. And like you said, I don't know when he had the stroke that was written about, but I guess it was just a couple months ago, right, Tom?
Well, I saw the comments by Dave Dombrowski, and he talked to him just a couple of weeks ago, and he said obviously he wasn't doing well. So I don't know what the obvious part was about that, because I hadn't seen. I was in Lakeland briefly this spring, but I didn't see him. So, in fact, he was already gone by the time I was there. But something was wrong with him.
We're talking to Tom Gage, a Hall of Fame baseball writer for years for the Detroit News, covering the Tigers. Tom, Stoney and I both noticed the same thing last night on social media after Al passed away, and that was the unbelievable range of reaction from Justin Verlander and Miguel Cabrera, longtime Tigers, to Jake Rogers, Grayson Griner, guys who have barely had a cup of coffee with the Tigers, all of them with some reaction to Al's passing. This was a man who, at the age of 85, still had an unbelievable ability to connect with not even a generation behind him, two generations behind him. You must have witnessed this in your years in the clubhouse, watching him interact with players.
Well, I did, and Jamie, he was just such a presence. I mean, he was a presence of elegance, and he was Mr. Tiger. There was no denying that, but he conducted himself with style and with class, and you know, those are words that sometimes are overused in times like these, but they're not overused in his case. He did exude style, and he did exude class. From the Hall of Fame right down to the rookie who was up for his first game, and he loved the game. He never cried about not making enough money in the game. He said, "I was well paid for the time that I played," and he wasn't bitter. And the thing about Al is he wasn't bitter. He loved the game, and he loved those who played the game.
I said that he should be defined by C&C, class and consistency, class on and off the field, consistency on the field. I mean, a guy, you know, he never led the league in home runs. He still had, you know, 399, you know, won one batting title, no MVPs, although he probably got screwed in 55. On the field, I mean, obviously one of the greats. I mean, what, 80-some percent first ballot, and as Jamie mentioned earlier this morning, which – I forgot, you know, Willie Mays didn't even get in on the first ballot.
Well, the thing about Al is that if you watched his career, and so many of us did, I mean, he lasted 22 years for the Tigers, but the first 11, Stoney, he was a star player. In his 20s, when he first came up, and certainly from his batting title on through, I would say, 1963, he was a star player, legitimate star, and the consistency of that was that even when in the second half of his career, when a lot of us saw him, he was still a great player. But he was no longer, I don't think you could still say he was a star, except that he was a star based on what he had already done in his career. So some of the skills by then in his 30s had diminished, and he didn't hit for power. He didn't hit for great average. And the thing is, he was deprived of his greatest season probably in 1962 when he suffered that broken collarbone in New York. That was the season that was going to probably define his career statistically, and he missed out on it by having to sit out 57 games.
We're talking to Tom Gage here on 97.1 The Ticket. He obviously was a broadcaster for years for Channel 4 and Channel 50, and then became a special assistant to Dave Dombrowski and Al Avila. You know, a lot of the comments we were mentioning earlier from team players talked about how Al had great words of wisdom, great pieces of advice that they carried with them for their whole careers. Did he ever think about coaching or managing, or was that just was he not cut out for that? Because it sure seems like he had a lot of wisdom to share.
No, I don't think he ever really did think about that. But he'd love to have young players come to him for advice, and he loved the fact that for a while, his grandson was a coach because when he thought he had maybe passed some of his knowledge and some of his skills on in the family, but I don't think he ever came close to managing, and he came close to being traded one day, but he did not come close to ever being hired by the Tigers as a mentor.
I never heard this trade story. Please fill us in.
Well, he was the Yankees wanted him to hit in front of Mickey Mantle in the early 60s, and so they were dangling Bill Skowron in front of the Tigers, and luckily they didn't go for it. It was after one of the years when I don't want to use the word ordinary because Al really was never ordinary. You know, his style of play, he just did everything right, and even the years that were down were up for others, but I think the Tigers were tempted by the offer, but I don't think that Bill Skowron would have had the same impact that Al Kaline did on the area.
The Moose.
Yeah. That's for sure.
Would it be fair to say that Al Kaline was, obviously the person I'm going to compare him to had a little more flair, was he the American League equivalent to Roberto Clemente? Great defensive player, didn't hit for a lot of power, same position, kind of overshadowed Kaline by Mantle and Clemente by Mays?
Yeah, I think so, but I don't think he would have accepted that comparison, Stoney, because he admired Clemente so much. He was unimpressed by himself. He was just a guy out there playing the game to the best of his ability, and we're the ones that were lucky that the best of his ability was such a joy to watch. You know, there was a story that when he was a young kid and worked in a sporting goods store in Baltimore, you know, he knew what he could do and what he couldn't do, and he said, "I was such a lousy salesman. I couldn't do anything, so I went down to the basement for most of the summer and worked on my swing." And, you know, he said, "I just couldn't do anything else but play baseball."
Tom, you've had the privilege of obviously covering some all-time greats, both for the Tigers and other teams, and you see the way fans react to the Cabreras. Obviously, Detroit revered Alan Trammell and the 84 Tigers. Is there anybody, though, from the way you see the fans interact with that player, anybody quite like K-Line, the way the fans revered him, especially the fans of an older generation?
Jamie, the one that comes the closest is Willie Horton. I think people really hold Willie in high esteem, you know, as a native Detroiter and for being part of, the great legacy of the Tigers. And I don't think anybody inherits the Mr. Tiger mantle. That'll always be Al. But I think Willie is certainly next in line as far as the esteem is concerned.
One non-Al K-Line thing to ask you: what do you think about this plan to play all the games in Arizona, possibly starting in May? It's kind of weird and wacky, huh?
Yeah, it is, Stoney, and it's a noble attempt by baseball, but I think it would drive us crazy. You know, baseball without fans isn't baseball, I don't think. And who are you going to sell all those hot dogs to?
Hey, Tom, it's great hearing your voice. Best to you and your family. Hope you guys are safe and well. And thanks so much for the time this morning. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Jamie. It's been a sad topic, but it's been a joy to be on the show.
Thanks, Tom.
Appreciate it. There he is, the Hall of Famer, Tom Gage, remembering Al K-Line here. Jamie and Stoney, 97.1 The Ticket.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.